Christmas and the New Year celebrations can lead to an accumulation of rubbish and waste. It can be overwhelming to try and sort through what is recyclable and what isn't, and how to make sure you're recycling properly. I spoke with Garrett Dillon from Dillon Waste and Recycling to learn what is and isn't recyclable.
So I'm General Manager of Dillon Waste and Recycling. We're in operation since 1968 and we've just finished this new facility here in Mona Valley about 12 months ago. We take recycling from maybe six or seven different companies around the country, of which we separate that into seven different products: steel, aluminium, paper, cardboard and different grades of plastics that are then exported and being made back into new products.
And do you want to tell me a bit about common mistakes people might make when recycling?
Yeah, I suppose there is kind of a myth out there that if, you know, stuff is contaminated, that we will be able to sort it out. But it's not really the case, I suppose. Really what we're asking for is people to make it clean, loose and dry when they put it into the recycling bin. Literally all plastics, all metals and all paper and cardboard can be put in, and we can separate them and find a good home for them. So again, it's clean, loose and dry, and that's because it goes through a process. We have a plant in the Kerries where we can separate it out easy. It does go through a bag opener to try and split it open, but really what we do is that ask people to do is to wash out their cans, you know, any of their plastic products really, that they're just clean, I suppose, and that there's no residue. Because the problem is that when somebody throws a coffee cup that's half full inside, it contaminates the rest of the material inside in that bin. So again, it's just quite simple. Keep it dry, I suppose, and then we'll find a home for it.
And is there anything that commonly is ending up in recycling bins that shouldn't be in there at all, that can't be recycled?
Yeah, look, you'll find anything from shoes to clothes to, you know, a lot of different things, I suppose, are put in there. Some people put in every type of waste, I suppose, you know, and it just becomes a problem when it just destroys the good quality stuff. And, you know, you have the majority of people out there really trying to do the right thing. And I suppose it does kind of upset it when, you know, you have people that don't. But I mean, look, we just, you know, we can deal with an element of waste inside that. But really the key element here is dry, you know, and that's...
I think people can get a bit confused sometimes with the different markings on plastic. Is there any tips you would have for people, or can all plastic be recycled?
Yeah, so this has been a kind of ongoing discussion for years. So I think last year we all agreed between all the operators in Ireland to accept all plastics. That's all... pots, tubs and trays, and all soft plastic films once they're clean, I suppose, and dry. And we can separate them. I suppose the best place to look on, if you look at mywaste.ie, that will give you a full indication of what you can and can't do. And that is the one really that we've all signed up to everywhere in the country. So, you know, and then I suppose if in doubt, leave it out.
So say if someone had never recycled before and they want to get started, and we've discussed in your own home having your materials loose, clean and dry, and then from there.
Yeah, so I suppose, look, the best place always to start is to look at My Waste. It's very clear and concise of what you can and can't do. You know, it's. I suppose we'd always say, if you're happy to tip your recycling bin out on the floor and there's no residue on the floor after it, then it's good enough to come into us, you know. But if you think you can tip it out and it's just going to leave dirt and a smell around there, then, you know, it shouldn't really be coming to us.
Do you know a bit about glass?
Yeah, so we would have the contract here for Kerry County Council. There's about 50 locations in the county where we collect the green, the clear and the brown. They're all segregated, and we also collect the cans. So it's done in a four compartment truck. All of that material is going to Glasgow up in Naas. And it's been crushed down, cleaned up, and it's gone back into making a cullet for making new glass products again, or new bottles again.
New legislation being introduced means that more Irish households will have access to brown bin recycling. Sari Houlihan has more on this topic.
So now there's good news for households in rural areas. There's new legislation coming into effect in January that all householders in Ireland will be entitled to brown bin recycling collection service from their waste collector. To talk to me a little bit more about this, I'm joined by Pauline McDonough, who's spokesperson for mywaste.ie. Pauline, you're very welcome. Can you tell me about the new legislation and what it will mean for everybody?
Yes, sorry. So basically, this is the final piece in the jigsaw of providing a nationwide separate collection service of food and garden waste for all households across the country. Now, some people are probably listening going, I've had a brown bin for this service since 2013, and that may well be the case. But approximately 30% of households have not been able to access this service up until now. And that's simply because it's a piece of EU legislation which was transposed into Irish law, and it was developed kind of in tranches. So as I said at the beginning, this is an opportunity for now in 2024, all households to access this service.
And if you haven't been getting it all along, do you need to contact your current waste collector and say, listen, I want this?
Yes, I think you do. There are over 50 collectors in the country. Now, having said that, in Kerry and across Kerry, a large amount of households already have this service, but there will be some that don't. And to find out when exactly, you know, the start date for when it's coming to your neighbourhood, your best bet is to either email or give your waste collector a call, and they will tell you when it will start. Because obviously some of them are in the process of procuring brown bins, or maybe they need another lorry, you know, to go and collect that service from your home. So they'll all have different start dates. But what we're announcing is this entitlement that everybody is entitled to the service from January 24.
Pauline, why is the brown bin, why is that important?
It's really important from a climate and from a resource efficiency perspective. So we all have food waste, and some of us have more of it than others, and we're always trying to prevent food waste, but there is a lot of unavoidable food waste. So if you think about your own home, if you cook from scratch, you'll have a lot of peelings. You'll also have things like eggshells, coffee grounds, other things like kitchen roll and napkins. These can all go into your food waste or your brown bin. And if we don't put it into the separate collection or the brown bin system, we tumble it in with the rest of our general waste. And then if that goes to a landfill site, what actually happens is that food waste starts to decompose, and then it releases a gas like methane gas. And this is very bad for our environment, and it contributes negatively to the problems that we have in terms of emissions. So separately collecting the food waste means that what we can do then is treat that material by either composting it or anaerobically digesting it to make green electricity. So that's all then contributing very positively to Ireland's circular economy.
And one final question for you. You mentioned some of the things you can put in there already, but could you maybe talk us through what you can put into it?
Yeah, so it's great. So a lot of people who may have been home composting will be very aware that they can only put in raw, you know, uncooked material. But when you have a food waste collection service from your waste collector, it's all food. So that could be cooked or raw, including bones, fish, plate scrapings, the other items I mentioned like coffee grounds and loose tea and tea bags if they are biodegradable. You need to check on the packaging. Other things like plant pots that might have died, you know, flowers, that type of thing. Napkins, kitchen roll, maybe, you know, especially if you've maybe fried something and you've used the oil, you've mopped it up with kitchen roll. That's perfect for going into your brown bin food waste collection service.